The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Of course, many people continue to work from their workplaces, essential workers, over the last 18 months ago. A lot of people are going back today, but how are they actually travelling? How are you travelling? If you're back at work today, are you using public transport? Are you walking? Are you cycling? Or are you going to use your car to get to work? What's it going to do to the traffic levels? Michael Sheridan, the motoring journalist, is with us. Have we any indications as to whether there has been a pickup in the amount of activity on our roads, which could lead to the return of something we've had little enough of over the last 18 months, the traffic jam?
There is, Matt. The CSO released figures last week. They had a transportation bulletin that says that August was back to 90% of the traffic volumes in Dublin compared to 2019. And the rest of Ireland was at 88% of traffic volumes.
Lots of people started going back to work today, going back to the workplace because they were working from home.
Absolutely. Now, I don't, just from talking to a number of people, I don't think the traffic volumes were massive today. But again, I think the weather was reasonably fair. I mean, we're coming into, you know, Ireland's favourite time when it's damp, it's raining, we're all buying tanks of oil to heat the houses. It's going to get dark and the car is going to become more and more attractive as a place to be in, to be cocooned, to get around the place. So we've yet to see the impact of everybody returning or lots of people returning to the workplace and bad weather. Then traffic could be chaotic. But I think we have seen levels of traffic throughout the day be far higher because people are making a deliberate choice not to use public transport, to be in an area that they can control, which is the cabin of their car, and generally feel safe and not have the stress of seeing somebody taking a mask off or not coughing into their armpit or whatever else, or into their elbow, sorry. And this sort of thing means that people really want to control what they can control. And the private car is doing that for a lot of people.
Which, of course, goes against an awful lot of the environmental issues that the Green Party and government in particular would want to encourage. But if we're going to have to accept that people are going to want what they would regard as the relative safety of their own car as against sharing the public transport, which the authorities might prefer them to use, would that then suggest that maybe there's going to be a need to devise more flexibility in working hours so that not everybody's in their cars at the same time?
Without doubt, Matt, that's a really good point. And while we're in a transition phase, I mean, we're seeing a massive rise in interest in electrified and electric cars. So, you know, give Ireland another 10 years and we'll see a dramatic reduction in emissions from cars. And we'll also see a dramatic reduction in collisions that cars are involved in because of standardization of safety features that will avoid collisions and help prevent so-called accidents. But, you know, they're collisions which can be catastrophic for people. So the emissions at the point of use of vehicles is going to change and not going to be an issue. It's just at the moment we're sort of at the peak of people in their SUVs that are powered by diesel or petrol, and that is an issue. But the fact that a car as a place that you have full control over and allows you to feel relatively safe, and I think a lot of people are going to be very shy emerging out of their own self-imposed cocoon and when society does open up, there isn't going to be this mad sprint for everybody just to go out shouting with their masks off. So I think it will take a lot of persuasion, a lot of incentives from public transport as well to get people back into that mode of very efficient transport. There's no denying that. But there's also no denying the security and safety that a private car gives to somebody right now.
Okay, messages coming in from listeners. The M50 was like a car park this morning from 7:30. Didn't get over 30 kilometres per hour from junction 8 to 12. Another listener says, for anyone returning to the office on public transport, they're in for a stressful week. I've been on and off it since late last year and find it stressful, the non-compliance with every guideline. Back to as it was. I suppose we'll all get used to it. But another listener, Caroline, says, are there really loads of people going back today? I know nobody going back today and I'm not going back myself till at least after Christmas. People seem to be going back a day here and there. I think the volumes are not as high as the media has been reporting. Well, Paula Cogan, President of Cork Chamber, in Cork, our second city in the Republic, how busy have the streets of Cork City been today by comparison with previous weeks and months?
We've certainly seen an increase in footfall around the city today, Matt, but I suppose, again, not to 100% capacity as would have been pre-COVID. Many of the businesses are looking at a hybrid model for the future. So that would mean 3 days in, potentially 2 days working from home. So again, we wouldn't anticipate that the footfall would be right up to pre-COVID levels as of today.
And of course, if you have that, then presumably the traffic volumes will be moderated as well.
That's exactly it. So it allows for, I suppose, more comfort for people to move around and to provide them with that reassurance from a safety perspective as well on public transport and just generally moving around the city.
How important is it, though, for Cork City Centre that you get people back in to their workplaces because of the knock-on use of cafes and restaurants and shopping?
Yeah, as you can imagine, thankfully, for the summer in Cork, we've certainly seen increased footfall throughout the city. Again, a lot of the measures around pedestrianisation has really supported that. But certainly the traders of the city, particularly in hospitality and retail, really want that reassurance that people will now start to come back into the office so that they continue to see the recovery post-COVID and particularly into the winter months.
What about your members, though? I mean, those who actually do employ numbers who have been working from home, are they trying to get people back in to utilise the office space that they may be paying rent for?
Many of them are really looking at reassuring employees and looking at a permanent change in the way people work and the workplace. So absolutely, it makes sense, Matt, for some of the teams to come back in, and many are using kind of a pod-like system. So where you have crucial workers that need to be there together, need to be having those face-to-face meetings that they will be in on certain days of the week, but then be in a position to work from home on other days as well. So it's really been about communication, and most organisations have started that communication back in June and July, just to reassure people. They've made modifications to the office space as well to consider those who are coming in. But it's really, I think it's going to be very much a test and see in the next couple of months. And I think, again, it's very important that employees and employers are taking into consideration those changes as we move through the winter months.
And get any sense in Cork that more people may be using bicycles or walking to go to work as an alternative to using cars? As one listener says, it's pretty safe to go by bike. Promoting the car is so narrow-minded given the proven degradation of our environment as we rely too heavily on the car.
Certainly, I suppose we've been very fortunate as part of the Cork development programme called CMATS. Transport has changed significantly, just even from a leisure perspective in Cork, with a number of people now taking to bikes. And I suppose the sign of that is that, you know, the waiting list currently for electric bikes is up to 3 or 4 months at the moment, Matt, because people are taking up on that opportunity. And it is becoming much more popular to cycle around the city and also to walk around the city as well. But that's the first phase, I would say, in the infrastructural development. We certainly need to look at bus corridors coming in and out of the city being more fit for purpose, and also looking at our train times as well, and viewing that as a commuter route around the city versus at the moment, you know, waiting for specific times for trains, etc., to come in as well. So that's certainly all part of the plan for the city. It's great to see it started, but we need that momentum to continue right the way through now.
Thank you very much, Paula Cogan, President of Cork Chamber. Another listener says, earlier in the pandemic, the government said that people working from home will become the new norm. Well, I'm a civil servant and I was told I'm required back at the office as a director from the government to keep money flowing into the city. So I'm back to a 1.5 hour commute to and from work, going against all environmental guidelines. Mixed messages again coming from the government. Yeah, I wonder, Michael Sheridan, how quickly will people start getting fed up with the commute that they've been able to avoid over the last 18 months? And even those who had continued to go to work will suddenly find that their shorter commute becomes a longer one again as the volumes increase.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. People will get frustrated very, very quickly. And even before the pandemic, you know, the traffic volumes were and commutes were way too long. And the whole thing of staggered working and staggered starts and so on, it really needed to be looked at. And even when you consider, you know, picking up kids from school, the staggered time, you have a 2 o'clock pickup or 3 o'clock pickup and so on, the stresses it puts on people. And by having people working from home, they were able to be flexible and do those things, which actually made life so much easier. So it's a terrible waste for everybody to be stuck in traffic. So we have to have staggered traffic. We have to allow people to emerge from their boroughs safely, because people are going to be reluctant to literally embrace, you know, the high percentage of vaccination we have and so on. People will still be very nervous for quite some time. So maybe incentivizing year-round travel tickets on public transport and so on, having a serious and proper look at rural Ireland, where literally I have a terrible, down here in Wicklow, there's only a couple of trains, one way the track goes. If you want to get a bus, you know, you're really at the beck and call of supply and demand. And really, we don't have enough infrastructure in the rural environment to make this debate, you know, one that can be a national one. You've got a city debate where you have infrastructure, and you've got people living in the sticks where you absolutely have to have a car. Otherwise, you cannot function at all.
Michael Sheridan, thank you for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.